The young lady is so tremendous she could walk on water. That's Neil Diamond at 6:37, 23 before 7 o'clock in the morning. I am Ken Olson. It's 3 below zero. The 59th Street Bridge song, Harper's Bazaar. I'm not too slick myself.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last.
Harper's Bazaar, the group, not the magazine, and the 59th Street Bridge Song. At 6:39, it is now 21 minutes before 7 o'clock, 3 below zero. I'm Ken Olson at KDWB. Did you ever have one of those mornings where the coffee pot just would not get it together? Just would not do what you wanted it to? This coffee, I know, was made at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon by someone who doesn't like me. I know this to be true.
Now that you've accepted his proposal, listen to ours. We'd like to give you a free invitation to the 4th annual KDWB Bridal Fair. Bridal Fair is everything for the new bride. A showing of trousseau and bridal fashions, tips on home and homemaking, elegant displays of newlyweds' needs, and much, much more, including hundreds of dollars worth of door prizes. The 4th annual KDWB Bridal Fair, March 10th and 11th in the Minneapolis Auditorium.
And it starts with...
It's free. Get your invitation by registering at one of these locations.
Norton Homes, Highway 65 and 158th Street in Fridley, and JCPenney Bridal Shops in the Southdale Shopping Center and their downtown Minneapolis store. Look at that. Hey, it never rains in Southern California. Albert Hammond at KDWB at 644, 16 now before 7. Twin Cities weather, mostly cloudy with intermittent light snow or flurries today. Increasing cloudiness tonight, mostly sunny tomorrow. High today, 5 above, low tonight, 10 to 15 below. High tomorrow, 5 to 10 above. Currently, it's 3 below at KDWB, reminding you, beginning January 13th, Chimera Theater Company will offer Saturday afternoon fun for children. Yaha, with a special puppet presentation. It begins at 2 p.m. Saturday, January 13th, in the Crawford Livingston Theater.
KDWB!
And why can't we live together? Oh, I see. You've already got a roommate. 6:48, 12 before 7 o'clock with Ken Olson at KDWB. 3 below zero. Helen Reddy is a woman, and she does not mind singing about it.
I am woman. Hear me roar. In numbers too big to ignore. I am woman. I am woman.
Helen Reddy. At KDWB, the station that makes them great. 6:50, 10 before 7, I am Ken Olson. It's 3 below zero.
If it's for your home, chances are you'll find it on sale right now at the 5 great furniture barns of the Twin Cities. Because we're having the greatest of all January clearance sales. Modern sofas that were $179, sale price now at just $125. Durable nylon carpet that was priced at $4.99 a square yard, on sale now at just $1.87 a square yard. Handsome triple dresser bedroom set, originally $229, priced for the Furniture Barn's giant January clearance at just $127. Regular $19.95 cast aluminum waterless cookware set, 8 pieces in all, including a generous-sized Dutch oven. The complete set, only $9.88. Hundreds and hundreds of spectacular bargains in every department at every store. Famous names you know and trust. Special credit terms, yours to take advantage of the great bargains. All major furniture purchases delivered free when you buy now and save more at the 5 great furniture barns of the Twin Cities.
Solid Rock, KDWB.
She was a woman. The scene is unbelievable. They're deadly shots. I was right close to one of our officers, a boy named Coleman. He went over to aid his fellow officer, and he was killed and struck right in the back of the head.
Police Chaplain Peter Rogers in New Orleans, where a large section of the downtown area remains virtually paralyzed by armed violence early this morning. Two snipers still are holding police at bay from atop that 18-story Howard Johnson Hotel. A three-man team of gunmen had peppered the area with shots throughout much of yesterday. The shooting already has killed 7 persons and wounded 13 others. 4 are believed police officers. Police killed one of the snipers last night, but calls for the other pair to surrender have drawn only shouts of come and get me. At a news conference early this morning in New Orleans, Police Chief Clarence Geruso said it's just a matter of time.
We have them blocked off and there isn't anything that they can do. They're at our will. Now, the only thing is that we do not want to expose any more policemen and firemen unnecessarily.
This is Michael J. Douglas, KDWB News.
Ooh, you get 2 great tastes in 1 candy bar.
Peanut butter, real milk chocolate. 2 great tastes that taste great together in Reese's peanut butter cups. Look for Reese's in the bright orange wrapper.
Oh, ooh, ooh, ooh. 2 great tastes in 1 candy bar. Reese's peanut butter cups.
Henry Kissinger and Hanoi's Lee Dak Tho resume their private meetings in Paris today amid an icy atmosphere and in the absence of predictions of a quick settlement. It was the first meeting of the two negotiators in almost 4 weeks and follows that unprecedented American bombing offensive against North Vietnam. For the first time, no North Vietnamese official was even waiting at the doorsteps of the villa in suburban Paris to welcome Kissinger and his aides when they arrived. Kissinger waited outside for a while, then pushed open the door and walked in. Virtually all the previous meetings began with apparently friendly handshakes in full public view while negotiators waved to cameramen, but not this time. There's been another very deadly accident of war in South Vietnam. Laura Palmer has the latest from Saigon.
U.S. military command here in Saigon said today the Da Nang Air Base was bombed by mistake. 5 U.S. planes dropped 8.5 tons of bombs on the base, one of the largest remaining U.S. installations. 9 Americans and 1 Vietnamese were reported injured. Some of the bombs hit petroleum storage tanks, destroying 20% of the fuel supply to the base. A command spokesman cited extremely overcast skies as a contributing factor to the accident. He said he did not know what the intended target was.
More aerial combat in the Middle East today. John Cooley has the latest on that story from Tel Aviv.
Israel claimed today to have shot down 5 Syrian MiG-21s in a dogfight over Syria. An Israel Army spokesman here in Tel Aviv told me the MiGs tried to intercept Israeli warplanes, which were attacking 2 Syrian radar stations. He said none of the Israeli planes was hit. The spokesman said the Syrian MiGs were brought down with air-to-air missiles and aerial cannon fire. The raids on the radar stations were among 8 retaliatory Israeli air attacks on targets in Syria today. Israel claims to have shot down 45 Syrian planes since the end of the 1967 war.
7 men go on trial in federal court today on charges of breaking into Democratic National Headquarters in the Watergate complex. 5 of the men captured at gunpoint inside the 6th-floor offices earlier in the morning, last June 17th, as the Democrats were winding up the presidential primary races. The defendants include former White House aides and officials of President Nixon's re-election campaign. However, the White House and Republican Party have constantly denied any connection with the break-in, alleged electronic eavesdropping, and theft of documents. Chief U.S. District Judge John Sirica, who will hear the case, says he will not brook the prosecution on threats the case is just another burglary. At a pretrial conference, Judge Sirica said the jury is going to find out why the men entered the offices, the purpose of the break-in, and who it was who hired them. 2 brothers will be arraigned in St. Paul Municipal Court today for the theft of that $250,000 cup from the Minnesota Museum of Art. The brothers, 26-year-old Richard Richardson and 23-year-old John Richardson, were charged with felonious theft in the December 17th incident. A rural Ellsworth, Wisconsin man and 2 of his daughters died early yesterday. His wife and 2 other daughters hospitalized after the family's one-story home. home filled with gas fumes. The victims were identified as 41-year-old Archie Turner and his daughters, 10-year-old Amy and 15-year-old Jenny. Mrs. Turner reported in critical condition late yesterday. A married daughter, Mrs. Debbie Bowenabels, was said she found the family members in bed when she arrived to take them to attend baptismal ceremonies for her child. The home was filled by fumes from a heating facility. The General Legislative Committee of the Minnesota House opens hearings today on bills to remove state lawmakers from the no-party ballot, and Minnesota's traffic death toll jumped by 9 over the first weekend of the new year, 4 of the weekend fatalities involving collisions with railroad trains, and 3 deaths involved snowmobiles. The state's death count now stands at 19 for 1971. That's more than double the number of deaths recorded just 1 year ago. A few flurries in the forecast. KDWB weather next.
Mind if I ask you a simple question?
I'll give you a simple answer.
Have you heard about Spectrum?
Spectrum! Sears Best All-Weather Motor Oil. Not only meets the new car warranty requirements, Spectrum 10W40 meets the toughest standards set by the automakers, and Spectrum does not require an additive. Change your own oil and save time and money. Buy it by the can, buy it by the case. Buy it when it's on sale from Sears.
I don't know if I can remember all that.
All you need to know about oil is in this can.
Now through Saturday, 10 quarts of Spectrum oil, regular $5.49, on sale for $4.44 at Sears.
Twin Cities weather, mostly cloudy with intermittent light snow or a few flurries today. Decreasing cloudiness later tonight, then mostly sunny tomorrow. High today, 5 above. Low tonight, 10 to 15 below. And a high tomorrow, 10 to 15 above. 3 below now, Michael J. Douglas, KDWB News.
Well, I guess so. 7:04, 4 minutes after 7 with Ken Olson. Well, we're losing ground fast here. It's minus 4 now, and the wind chill factor is 21 below. Woo! It's America at Ventura Highway.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.